I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Power outages, like your Omaha's struggling with the snow. Yeah. I heard the street lights are out, like the literal street signs with the green, red, yellow, like they're not working. Is that true?
Oh, I believe it. I haven't left the house that far in a few days.
Yeah,
basically OPPD sent out mass emails and they were like, we're having such a shortage that they're doing interval outages for people. So when I woke up this morning, we didn't have power for like an hour and a half. Back on now, but they also emailed people to turn their thermostat down. So normally we have it at like 69 and I turned it down to 64 last night and then put a bunch of like blankets and stuff by the doors to try to help. And we unplugged everything. Yeah, poor Omaha. If you live in an old building or an old apartment, leave your faucet dripping, especially the cold water line, because the hot water line is probably not what's going to freeze. It'll be the cold water line. So you have to keep that valve open by leaving your faucet on so it drips. Otherwise, if it's the water's just sitting in the line, that's how it freezes. And
I think we had to do that in college because like when we went home for winter break, everyone was like, make sure you do whatever. Like, I don't know if we left a faucet on or what, but yeah, a bunch of people's pipes exploded because no one was home for like 4 weeks.
Oh, that's so bad. It can be a really, really bad situation because the pipes are in the walls. So if they do burst, they have to be able to get to those lines. So they would have to have like knocked down walls in order to get to them. So yeah, just be proactive because that could be a nightmare.
And I guess that also goes with our update. We were actually going to have Logan Armstrong on today. But it snowed where I'm at, too, and he can't drive to my house to get here. And we were like, we could do Zoom, but he literally lives 10 minutes away. We'll just wait for that episode. We can do it in person because it'll be so much more fun when he can be here and have a mic and stuff. So, yeah, we're just going to wait for that one. But that was also supposed to happen today.
Yeah, the cold weather is really throwing some curveballs at us. But it's fine. We're rolling with it. Oh, and to top it off, so this morning, it's Tuesday, I since the power was out and Kara and I were going to record at 9 and it was like 8 a.m. I'm like, well, the power's out. I don't have Wi-Fi. I don't really know what else to do. I can't make breakfast. So I'll just like take V just for a walk because she's been kind of stir crazy. So we were walking around the neighborhood and this dog gets out of its owner's house, attacks me and Peaches, pins us to the ground. My shoulder is literally throbbing right now. I'm trying to cover her. I really don't even know how I reacted so fast, but I swooped her up so fast, held her under me. The dog knocked us down on the ice. It's like snarling, getting at us. The owners are probably like a 70-year-old couple. I don't actually know them. This is the first time I've ever seen them. The guy ran out. As he's running out, he like fell and slipped on the ice. So he was then really no help because, I mean, he's old. He couldn't really move that quickly. The wife heard the chaos. So she ran out. After struggling for a while, she was able to pull the dog off of me and Peaches. It was probably like a big bulldog. I don't know. That thing was like hefty. He was a big dude. And he's just snarling. Finally, like I get up. Peaches is like shaking. And then I had to help the old man up, like pulled him up. And they were really nice and sweet and apologetic. But this is the second time I've been attacked by a dog now in like almost the exact same situation. So just not awesome. Thankfully, nothing has terribly happened either time, but I'm being honest, my shoulder really hurts right now. And I'm going to be pretty upset if I dislocated it or something because I don't have health insurance because I'm 26. So if you're going to get a dog, take care of your freaking dog. Train it. It's not that hard.
I know. Yeah, like you said, you've already had so many instances with dogs, like... People wonder why you kind of get frustrated with them sometimes. It's like, oh, she's just been casually attacked twice. And your neighbor's dogs, next door neighbors, are not the friendliest. I've seen them. They're kind of scary.
But anyway, so the day has been off to a rocky start, but we're here. We're happy.
I think that's like every week.
It's my life every
day. It's something. Something's going on. So those were the horrible updates. Some funny updates. So for today's episode, which we'll get into shortly, we are going to talk about 10 things that we don't know about each other. I guess it'd probably be like 5 things. We'll do 10 things you guys don't know about us. So 5 things you guys, we don't know about each other. But I was like, I should just Google my name and just see if there's something that I'm forgetting, like a fun fact that even I don't remember. And I Google my name and what comes up? Famous birthdays. I'm on famous birthdays and it says like TikToker Kara Kirkpatrick. I'm like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
It even said like her boyfriend Connor is featured in some of her Instagrams.
Yeah, I'm like, who wrote this? They know.
And they already have the podcast on there. These people are up
to
date.
Yeah, they said I'm the co-host of Already Friends. Like, seriously, they were on top of it.
I feel like I need to make a positive update. Our Wi-Fi's out. Our power's out. I'm attacked by a dog. I'm really not a negative person, guys. I hope that you feel that how I'm responding to these negative situations by laughing and being fine says more. Because I really don't focus on the negative.
But every single time you have something negative happen, it's 30 minutes before recording every single Monday. It's like there's like one thing a week and it's never on the other days. No. It's literally only on recording day.
Yes, because like we FaceTimed at like 8 a.m. and I'm like, yeah, we're all good for the 9 a.m. recording. And then I at like 8:57, I'm like, hold the phone. I just got attacked by a dog. One moment. Kara's like, are you okay?
And I was like, we don't have to record. Like, go rest. And she's like, no, it's fine. I just need a cool off. I'm like, cool off. Like, you, that's like an emotionally scarring event. Like, take the day off. But here we are.
Can't let it get me down. I feel like my fun update was me, Jordan, and Veronica had like a really fun Galentine's Day on Saturday. We got like dressed to the nines, I mean, for Omaha, and like cooked dinner at Jordan's apartment and took a bunch of cute photos. And then we went to this bar and had like cute cocktails. And it was just really fun because I haven't gotten that dressed up since mine and Clay's anniversary in August. I'm like, whoa, I have a curling iron? Nobody knew. I didn't know.
Who knew?
Who knew? Yeah, it was fun.
Well, okay, awesome. I think we can hop into today's topic. So we were going back and forth because we both have a bunch of podcast ideas that we want to do on here, but this one kept coming back. So we're like, let's do it today. 10 things we don't know about each other and that you guys don't know about us. Yeah, just I feel like both of us overshare on the internet. Like, we definitely, we're always talking about things that most people just keep to themselves. But
precisely.
So we had to dig deep and find some things that you guys don't know about us, that we didn't know about each other. And we're excited to tell some funny stories.
And also, Kara threw this topic on me 5 minutes ago after I got attacked by the dog. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to come up with some. So I kind of came up with my list quickly, but maybe it will be fine because they're actually alarming. It'll be great.
I know. For two people that post like everything, it's like, okay, what can we dig up that no one knows?
Especially each other.
And that we won't post anywhere else. So this is a podcast exclusive. So this is only for our listeners.
The dirty deets. All right, lead it off. What do you got for me?
Okay. We'll start off with, we'll go way back. We're going to go back to elementary school with this one. I'm starting off bold with this one. Okay. So I had to sit in the second grade. I had to sit at my own lunch table for a week because I bit a girl.
Oh, my God. In elementary? Oh my god.
So this is funny too, because Allison thinks I'm like the goody two shoes, like, because I am. I really do follow the rules and like we're yin yang. Like, she's definitely the more bold person. I'm definitely the more like teacher's pet. But yeah, in second grade, I was playing with this girl. We were playing a game. I remember this. We were like playing, like, I was like a dog and she was like the owner. And I playfully bit her and she like knew we were playing, but then she started crying and she went and told the teacher that I bit her. And I was like, wait, you were in on this. Like, knew we were doing this and I didn't even bite you hard. And she kept like biting it to make it harder. So when she would go tell that like the marks, yes, I swear to God, this actually happened. And I had to go to the principal's office and I had to sit by myself for a week because this girl wanted attention.
So you're still the goody two shoes. I thought this story was going to be like, you just got angry and bit this girl.
Yeah. I mean, I did bite her. This did happen, but it wasn't as severe. Like, then she was like going around showing people. Like, it was mortifying.
I can't believe she and then I was like bit the bite marks to make it worse.
I don't know, but yeah.
Wow.
It was a sad time in my life.
Wow.
I was shunned.
I want like a alien eye cam of you sitting alone at that lunch table.
Wait, this actually is like goody two shoes. You're right. Yeah, this doesn't prove my point at all.
Okay, my first one that I came up with is also, I'll do my youngest one as well. So this was kindergarten, first grade. I was very competitive even back in the day. So in order, we had this wall with a cutout paper tooth on the wall in Mrs. Sweetman's class. And every time you lost a tooth, you got to put a tooth paper up there with your name on it. And I was like, oh, I'm 100% going to have the most teeth up there. So I literally pulled out all of my teeth so that I had 10, 10 teeth up on the wall. And I won by like a mile. Like, the next kindergartner had like 4. But I was like, I cannot anyone beat me. And because of that, I got braces in the first grade because I was so premature.
I'm literally crying.
But it all worked out because I had braces from first to fourth grade, and now I have like pearly whites. Like, everyone else started getting braces in like, you know, sixth grade, but by that point I was all good to go. So, you know, moral of the story, just pull them all out in kindergarten.
pull them all out at age 6.
Isn't that aggressive?
That's so aggressive. But I expect nothing less from you, honestly.
I will lose at no cost.
That's so funny. Oh my God, I'm literally crying. you really had braces in first grade.
Yeah, I can pull up photos. I had 2 on my center top teeth, and then all on the bottom, and then slowly they just added more to all the teeth going out. So like by second grade I had like 4 on the top, maybe third grade I had all the top.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's wild. But you have the best teeth, truly.
Yeah, so maybe that is shout out to Mrs. Sweetman and the paper teeth on the wall. It all goes out to her.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing.
All right. What else you got?
Oh my God. Okay. My second thing that you do not know about me is when I was younger, I really wanted to be in pageants. I begged my mom. I just wanted to do a pageant so bad. And I also just wanted to do everything. Like, I was definitely the kid that did basketball and soccer and swimming and track and like everything. So I was never good at one thing, but I just wanted to do everything. So finally, my mom let me be in a pageant in the sixth grade, and I didn't win, but I won Miss Congeniality.
What? No way. So, like, wait, what does Miss Congeniality mean?
That's when, so it was a pageant through, oh, I don't even know what it's called. It's one of the better ones. I think it was like Miss American. I don't know. It was like a more wholesome pageant, but it's when all the other contestants vote for who they think was like the nicest.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Goody Carrot Two Shoes again. Yeah.
So I didn't win in the judges' eyes, but I won in my peers' eyes, which is better.
That's cute. I like that. That comes as no surprise.
Oh, yeah. Have you never seen Miss Congeniality, the movie?
No, I have, but I didn't know that that's the storyline, I guess.
It's a weird word. Yeah. You don't use that word in any other aspect of your lives. So.
Miss Congeniality. You should add that to your Clubhouse bio. Voted Miss Congeniality.
Oh, my gosh. That's not a bad idea. It's kind of funny.
Or an Instagram caption. I'm here for it.
Did not win.
All right. So my next one is also mid-elementary school. And I feel like this one will actually come as a huge surprise because if you guys know me, I literally don't like doing my hair and makeup at all. So I don't know what this phase was. But my bedroom, I literally titled Pizzazz Palace. Like, I had a door sign called Pizzazz Palace. I had all these things in my bedroom. I invite all the neighborhood girls over and like torment my little sister by letting me do her hair and makeup all the time and horrible. Like, glitter eyeshadow, all this lipstick. I don't know. And along those same lines, during the same era, in our basement, we had a spare bedroom and it was a full-blown classroom. My mom would take me to the teacher stores and I had like a chalkboard, a dry erase board, all of the materials, everything. And I would invite the neighborhood kids over to play school. I would make actual worksheets, make them have homework. I would do art projects. I don't know if I was just trying to be a little entrepreneur. I don't know, but I was invested in all of these things. It was set up. I even had sections. I had like the play area. Everyone had a desk. I had folders for everyone. I had the artwork hung on the walls. I would go like a schedule down the day and be like, okay, here's your math worksheet. Now we're going to do English. This is also probably because my mom is a teacher and my sister's a teacher. I think it was just running in our family. But knowing me now, I do not want to be a teacher. I do not want to be a hair and makeup artist. So I'm glad I explored those interests young because that is not for me.
If you were going to be a teacher, what grade would you choose? Like, would you teach?
College, for sure.
Yeah. I could see you being a college professor.
Maybe. Yeah. If all else fails.
Maybe it's in the cards. That'd be cool to teach like an entrepreneurship class once a week. You're running your business, but you pop in.
Yeah.
I had some entrepreneurship teachers in college that I really liked.
Okay. I could see that. Fair. Okay. Yeah. I feel like it was a boring one. I thought it was, maybe it's because I can picture the Pizzazz Palace door sign and I'm so scarred because it's so off-brand for me.
Maybe we need to put a picture on our website or on your Instagram.
I can maybe.
You're like, no, please don't.
I don't know if any exist, but maybe. Anyway, okay. What's your
next
one?
That's so funny. The next thing that you might not know about me, I was on a billboard in Times Square in high school. And I know that Allison knows this because I made a TikTok about it. But for the most part, people do not know that about me.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that until recently from your TikTok. But that is crazy. That's such an accomplishment.
Well, the way it happened, so American Eagle was having a contest and they were having people submit their photos and you could have people vote for you online to win and get put on this billboard. And so this is back in like 2013. So influencers were not a thing. So I had all my friends vote. I won. So I got to be up there for 2 weeks. But before I sent in my photos, I was like, oh, wait, I need to take all new photos. I need to put on American Eagle jeans. Like, I need to do something cool so that I stand out. And so my friend Heidi was like, you can come to my aunt's farm and take photos there. Like, and I was like, yeah, like Nebraska, like I should be different. I bet all these people are taking pictures in New York City or like in cool backgrounds. Like, I should do being from Nebraska. And so I literally like put on my jeans and a cowgirl hat and cowboy boots, was holding a chicken, did the whole nine yards of like Nebraska farm life. So I sent them in, and then American Eagle picked the one photo where I'm not holding a chicken or have a chicken next to me. And yeah, so I won and have a picture of me in a cowgirl hat and cowgirl boots on a billboard in Times Square.
It was a cute picture though. And again, this is no surprise. I feel like you were just like destined for fame, like from the beginning.
No, but yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's fun. It's a cool accomplishment, even if it's very farm life, which is funny because I never grew up on a farm, never touched farm animals. Like holding the chicken was like terrifying, but it was in my art direction. It was all my creative vision. I had to execute.
I'd really like to see the version with the chicken. I think you need to make a TikTok of that and be like the unseen photos.
Yeah, the ones that American Eagle said, we like this other one better. No.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, what's your next fun fact?
Okay, this is the last one from elementary school, and then I promise I'll annihilate my current self. But right now I'm just working on bringing out the dark past of my elementary school. So I had my first kiss in fifth grade. So it was the last day of fifth grade, and a whole group of us were at Pepperwood Park. It's like the neighborhood park by my elementary school. And there was like a bunch of boys, a bunch of girls, and we were all playing truth or dare, because what else would you do on the last day of fifth grade? And basically everyone had to kiss everyone, and there was a spy. Someone was there creeping on our group. And do you remember back with MySpace, they had bulletins? Like you could post a bulletin, oh, and so God, anyone in the area could see it. Kind of think of it like a Craigslist bulletin or like, I don't know, a Facebook group. But basically MySpace bulletins were, everyone could see them. And someone made a bulletin called the Pepperwood Park Scandal. And they basically said everything, like everyone's names, were kissing in Pepperwood Park. And fifth grade me is like horrified that my parents are going to like ground me until the end of time. Obviously my parents like literally didn't even care. I think that person like called everyone's parents then too. Obviously this kid was just jealous that they didn't get their first kiss. I don't know, but yeah, oh, it was God, like scary because I,
the Pepperwood so bad. Scandal.
The Pepperwood Park scandal.
Is this Gossip Girl?
I guess. Fifth grade. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Okay, your turn.
So we have two more. Sorry. I'm trying to decide if I want to say this or not. Oh, it's fine. Okay. Okay, so something you guys don't know about me. So the first week I moved to New York City, there's like this thing that they say, if you can make it a week in New York City without getting robbed, then you've made it. Like there's 7 days where people get their stuff stolen. Like you either get your phone pickpocketed or you get your purse stolen. And I was literally on day 7. Like, I don't know if this is like a thing that a lot of people say, but I just heard this when I moved there. I was on day 7. I'm like, oh my gosh, I made it a week without getting anything stolen from me. So I went to this like event. I got invited to a camera event, and they were just like showing off all these new Sony cameras and stuff. And like, it was invite only. My friend had an invite and he invited me. It was so much fun. I was literally leaving the event. Someone grabbed my camera out of my hands and ran out the building and stole my camera.
Shut up. I did not know about this. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
It was really sad. The police came. I did a report. And the thing is, I literally know who stole it, but yeah, like, I couldn't.
As in you could describe the person, or as in you actually knew the person?
No, I literally know who it is. Like, we have his name. They found him on the cameras. Like, because everybody at that event was invite only. So there's only 100 people at the event, and he was on the guest list.
What?
Yeah, but I never got my camera back.
That is horrible.
And then my friend who was telling me that story, I know, she was like, you made it a week. Because she was literally at that event. And then, like, by the end of the night, we're like, didn't make it a week.
I also remember when I came to visit you and you were hurrying out of your apartment and your phone fell out of your pocket when you lived on the fourth floor and it just went down the entire staircase and shattered. That was a bad story.
Wait, I wonder if I've told that story too, because that's another unfortunate event that happened.
And that was right after you moved there, like a month in.
Yeah, another electronic gone wrong situation. Yeah, Allison came and visited. Actually, you were just like passing through because you were on your road trip with Clay across the whole country. So it wasn't even like you came and visited. You were just in town. And I was like, you're staying at my apartment. Like, because you're like, oh, we're just going to sleep in our car. Like, we've been doing it the whole time. I'm like, no, you're sleeping in my apartment. I don't care if you sleep on the floor in my apartment or I don't know. But you have to stay with me, which I'm so glad that I forced you guys to stay with me because I was going on a shoot. The morning you guys were leaving, I left a little bit earlier and left for a video shoot in Ohio. And I literally was running out the door. I was so late. I had my 50-pound suitcase because I was gone for 2 weeks. And it was literally so heavy that I started falling down the stairs with my suitcase. And I was like, thunk, 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 going down the stairs, like sliding on my ass down the stairs. And then I stood up and like looked in my back pocket and my phone was in my back pocket the whole time. And it was literally bent in an L shape. And I was like, I literally didn't have time to react. I looked at my phone. And I was like, the Uber I just ordered is on my phone. Like, I can't, like, it was completely shattered. Couldn't touch any of the buttons. So I walked back upstairs and I like woke you guys up. And I was like, Allison, can you order me an Uber? My phone's broken.
Yeah. And
you're like, what?
Yeah.
What? You're like dead asleep. Because it was like, what, 4 a.m.? My flight was 6 a.m.
Yeah, it was very, very early. That was a very terrible situation. We just had bad luck in New York with heavy suitcases. Because when we came back from Columbia, same thing. My suitcase was super heavy. And Kara and I were going up this escalator in the subway. And the weight of the suitcase just like started falling down the escalator. And it pulled me with it. And I literally went head over heels down the escalator. I still have these huge scars on my shin to this day. Like, it ripped my pants open. There was blood gushing everywhere. It was so bad. And that was the day that I was going to go meet Kara's coworkers at BD. And I like walk in with like bleeding pants. And I'm like, hey, great to meet everyone. I just fell down the escalator and it hurt. I actually cried in public a little bit there. Like, I didn't have tears streaming, but it was embarrassing.
Well, one, it was like 7 a.m. also. Yep. That was before work. And actually, we were going to go to a yoga class.
Yes.
At Equinox.
Yep.
And then I think I still went, but you were like, I'm just going to go sit in the locker room. Because it like messed up your leg. Like, no joke. That escalator ate your leg.
Yep.
And spat it out.
I will post photos, but it literally looks like a tiger just came up and like scratched my shin because the imprints of the escalator just dug into my leg. But yeah, thankfully Equinox it's like this really nice gym in New York. They have free showers and all this stuff, so I used Kara's guest pass. So I literally just showered, put on a robe, cleaned it up. The people there were really, really nice, and they were like, do you want to get a membership here? And I was like, I'm literally just this loser from Omaha that fell down an escalator. Like, thanks, but like, I just need to get my life together. And my flight was like an hour after that. Remember that? Because then I went.
That was madness.
Drifting around the city and I was like walking everywhere and it made my leg so inflamed that by the time I got back to Nebraska, my ankle was like 4 times the size and I had to have Clay ice it. It was terrible. Not a fun.
Ew. And the New York subway is not known for being clean. No. Like, that escalator was probably the dirtiest escalator in the United States. Like, just nasty.
Like, black suit.
Definitely tetanus could have came for you.
Yeah. Probably by the scars. So anyway. Sorry. Did you just go?
Yeah, that was. No, I went, but you gave me another one. So that was good because my camera got stolen, broke my phone. That was all within a month. And yeah, like we always say on my Instagram, you would never know.
You would never
know. Because I'm not going to post that. I couldn't even tell that story for like 6 months without crying that like someone stole my camera because it was just like so sad.
Yeah.
My parents don't even know. So they're going to listen to this and be like, what? I couldn't tell them. I was so embarrassed.
It's not your fault.
Ugh. But it happens. So if you're listening to this and you have a camera, get insurance because
seriously,
we'll cover that.
Yeah. I would never think about getting that on my camera, but.
Yeah, now I have camera insurance.
Okay.
Anywho. Okay, what is your next one? Because I think we have, you have two more and then I have one more.
Yes. Okay. This one is really good.
Oh, I'm excited.
So, summer 2014, I think, was when I did my Euro backpacking trip. I went 3 months by myself. I was just backpacking across Europe, frolicking around, little 19-year-old Allison. And I ended up in Croatia just because I thought it was cool. And there was this other pub crawl leader. Basically, a pub crawl leader, you take the people, the guests from the hostel to the local bars, like show them a good time, basically. And he was like, hey, I've been doing the pub crawl for like a month now and I haven't had a night off and my body is like dying. Would you want to be another pub crawl leader here? Basically, you get to stay at the hostel for free. You get free unlimited drinks on the island. Like you can have food here at the hostel. And I was like, yeah, dream come true. Sign me up. Like I'll start tonight. And it was truly the most fun month of my entire life. But I ended up getting fired because I, quote unquote, slept with a guest and the owner like invited me and the other hostel pub crawl leader. I'll say his name, Vanna, because so me and Vanna get called into the office and she's like, so we have to let you guys go. And we were like, why? And she's like, the guests just like don't think you're that fun. And we were like, that is not it. We are literally the most fun of all time. And like all of the 5-star reviews are like, Allison and Vanna made our whole experience. And I'm like, this is because of last night, isn't it? And she's like, I don't know anything about last night. She was like the super bougie lady. And I'm like, this is 100%. And she was like, well, yeah, fine. It was inappropriate. And I literally just actually slept with the guests. Like we didn't hook up. I just didn't. I think we got back.
Physically slept with them in the bed.
And so I was sad because she was firing both of us. And I was like, well, if you're mad at that, then just fire me. Like you don't have to fire Vanna too. And she was like, no, I'm just done with both of you guys. And we were like, okay, well, it's not going to be fun here anymore. Like we seriously made that hostel so much fun and everyone knew it. Like I have so many friends that we met from taking them out. And so one of the people in the group that I slept with, they were leaving to go to this music festival in Northern Croatia. So they had already left that morning by the time we got fired. And I called them and I was like, hey, yeah. So Vanna and I got fired and they were like, well, you guys can come up to the music festival. Like we have this entire beach house rented. Like there's plenty of rooms. We have extra tickets. Just like get on a train, come on up there. So we go to this music festival. It's like a 4-day festival. Rage Face, like Disclosure was there. We ended up sneaking into the VIP section by like jumping off the roof into this other VIP section. It was seriously so much fun. And so now I can thank that lady for getting mad at me for literally sleeping with that guest. And yeah, I don't know. Did
for
I ever
false? No, I didn't know that. Well, I think you went to that music festival, but I didn't know why.
Yep, all for free. So yeah, it was a blast.
That's insane. Hey, everything happens for a reason. That's truly a perfect example.
Yes.
Like you could have been freaking out that you had this like false accusation. Well, it wasn't false. It was just like language miscommunication. Yeah. Yes. But, like different words. But yeah, you could have been all upset about it, but.
Yeah, we were just like, all right, pack our bags, let's go. And my other friend that was like in that group, it was like all these Australian dudes. He was trying to do a backflip off stage and literally broke his leg. So we ended up having to go to this Croatian hospital. Like it was literally kind of looked like an office building with like a hospital bed set up. And we all were just like sitting in this entryway of this hospital in Croatia as my friend is literally getting his leg like wrapped up in a cast. So then he gets his crutches and we just go back to the music festival. Don't skip a beat. Like nothing even happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Got him wrapped up. Let's go.
All right.
Let's get back.
Let's get back. Yeah. We were crazy. This is what I mean. Why am I hungover off 2 glasses of wine now? And back then I could do all of that. I had my time.
In one day.
Yeah. Anyway. But
well, at least you did it then.
That was a good story. I liked that time in my life.
That's so funny.
All right. Your turn.
Oh my gosh.
Last one.
Okay.
Better be good.
This is my spicy one. Okay. To go against the good girl persona, here's my last one that you guys don't know about me. One time my parents were out of town, so we snuck out of my house and we had a family friend just like watching the house. She was just staying with us. And so we snuck out and it was probably like 11 p.m. Like it was not that late at all. And we like met up with some of our friends at the top of my street, just like walked there. We literally were standing with them for 10 minutes and the cops pull up and they were like trying to arrest us for hanging out past curfew. So I guess it was technically midnight. So I got arrested. I was put in the back of the cop car. And then they started like, I guess like one of the guys drove there. So they started searching their car. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know these people that well. Like, what if they have something? And then I'm framed, like, and they didn't have anything, but they were searching their car. And I was like, banging on the cop car. I was like, can you please just take me home? I live down the street. I don't even know these people. Like, please just take me back. And the guy was like, okay, fine. And he got in the car and he's like, what's your address? And I'm like, I was like, it's literally six houses. He goes, address. It's like, oh my God, I'm getting arrested. So I told my address. We drive like 30 feet.
30 feet.
And then like the lights are going off. He's like banging on my front door. And the lady that was staying at our house, I was like, oh my God, my parents are going to kill me. She wasn't waking up, but Brady answered the door. And he was like, I need to speak to the parents here. Like, these girls are getting a ticket for being out past curfew. And I was like, are you serious? Like, this guy, like, literally had nothing else to do. But then Brady talked the cop out of getting me a ticket. Once the cop got in his car and was pulling away, our family friend woke up and she came to the front door and she was like, what happened? And I was like, it was so scary. We saw this guy outside getting arrested and we like went to look and the cop yelled at us. And I came up with this whole story of how we got in trouble because we were looking at someone else getting arrested.
Oh my God.
And then my parents never found out.
Until right now.
Until right now. Hi, Mom. she listens to every episode. So yeah, they were in Hawaii. But yeah, I got arrested and Brady talked them out of actually doing anything.
Oh my God. That's insane. Way to be a quick thinker.
I know. I don't even know if me and Brady ever talked about that ever again. Like, he just, like, we just both went back to sleep. And then, like, and I just went downstairs. We're like, what? But, like, that's so dumb, like, to get arrested over a curfew when I could have just, like, walked home. And the guy was just being such a, you know,
like, don't
just
they
an annoying person.
Real things that they should be focusing on?
Yeah. We were literally just, like, in the neighborhood. I don't know. So, yeah. That's my only, like, run-in with the cops, I guess. What's your last one?
Oh, no, my last one was going to be kind of appropriate, but now you've made me change gears, so I'm going to tell another spicy story. So, this was probably, like, junior year of high school, maybe, and we were partying at someone's parents' house. We were out of town, just drinking, nothing too crazy, and the cops surrounded the house front and back and like came in. I mean, I'm sure someone answered the door or whatever. There was like 60 MIPs or something crazy. I'm sure you could find a news article or something. But I acted quick and I saw them coming. And so I went into the parents' master bedroom and hid in the shower and went under like the little ledge in the shower. And the cop even came into the bathroom, looked around. Whatever, they breathalyzed everyone in there, gave everyone MIPs. And so they had everyone line up single file, like to go outside one at a time. And I literally slipped out of the bathroom, got into line, acted like nothing was wrong, and slipped out of the house without getting an MIP. And every other person got a MIP.
Oh my gosh. Which, if you don't have MIP, I don't know what it's called in your state, it's minor in possession, which was like the worst thing that could ever happen to you in high school was to get a minor in possession ticket. But like now,
yeah,
does it even matter?
Yeah, I don't know.
I never got one. When I say fingers crossed, now I can't get one anymore.
No, I was so proud of myself. And then I just like walked and everyone else was, you know, getting picked up because they'd like called their parents. And I just walked blocks down and like hid behind a tree and then called a friend and they came and picked me up. And yeah, just scathed out of there untouched.
Jeez.
Pretty proud. But I did end up giving an MIP, so all this is when I got arrested. I'll just say it.
It came around bitching in the butt.
Yeah, and that's why when I finally got one, I was like, I'm not even upset because I had my times where it should have happened. I had to run. Oh my God, so many Millard North parties would always get busted. We'd literally run and hide in the woods all the time. But I got my MIP the first weekend of college, which is
just way
in the worst possible scenario. So. It was Friday night. And I had to work the next morning at like 9 a.m. So I wasn't even really trying to party that hard that night. I was like, I'll just go for a little bit and have like a beer. So yeah, I wasn't even planning to drink that much and wanted to go home at like 11 p.m. I go to this party, have a beer. And you know how at frat parties, there's a designated driver. There's like a sober bros. So the sober bro was there to pick up a group and it was me and like three other guys. And so there was four of us in the back seat, but I don't know. We always kind of piled in cars, you know, but this cop saw four of us get in the back seat. Right as we drive away, the cop pulls us over and he goes to the driver's door and he's like, have you been drinking? And the guy is like, no, I'm the designated driver. And he was like, so are you therefore implying that everyone else in the car has been drinking? And the guy's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. It's just my job to be sober. And the cop made us all get out of the car, breathalyzed all of us. I blew a 0.68. So under the legal limit, or what, 0.068. Oh my God, sorry.
I was like, you're intoxicated like an elephant?
No, 0.068. But it was, you know, you're still a minor in possession. So they handcuffed me, put me in the cop car, took me to detox, left me in there, took like all of my rings, my hair tie out. I was literally just sitting in there in like this t-shirt dress. They waited to call my mom at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And they were like, your daughter is in Lancaster County, like detox, like you need to come get her. So my mom drives from Omaha, obviously thinking like worst case scenario that I'm like literally dead. And they don't tell her that, you know, I only blew a 0.068, that I was in a car with a designated driver. Like, don't include any of the good details. So she comes in like guns a-blazing, like, what did you do? And I'm like, literally nothing for the first time. Like, I actually didn't do anything wrong. And the worst part is that at AKIO that day, they were having a sober speaker about like how to drink responsibly in college. And it was in the AKIO kitchen. And I just like forgot about it because I was supposed to be at work. So I walk in the front door. Literally, this entire event is happening as I'm freshly out of detox. So I have to sit down in the audience and listen to the rest of the spiel. And everyone is like whispering about how I just got out of detox. And yeah, not
stop.
Great.
Of course, it's the time when you literally just had a beer.
Yeah. Which maybe that's good because then my charges like weren't that bad. Yeah. So Karen and I have both been arrested. We're both horrible people.
It happens. I'm glad it happened then because I'm probably not going to get arrested again. It's like, you know, isn't that how it works? You get it once and then it never happens again, right?
I hope.
Okay, I think that was all of them. Like we said, we overshare on the internet, so it's fun to have some stories that we haven't told yet that we can dish on the podcast.
Yeah, spice it up. But my legs are literally breaking because I've been sitting crisscross applesauce, so we should wrap it up.
Yeah, I've been sitting also crisscross applesauce on the floor. My shins are burning.
You're in excruciating pain too.
Yeah, I'm in pain. We're too old to sit crisscross applesauce.
Oh, did you just hear that crack?
Oh. Well, okay, let's wrap it up. There you guys have it. That is our fun facts. Well, hopefully these weren't too spicy that you guys think of us differently, but
we're just telling you what our real friends know, you know?
Yeah, like we said, you're already our friends, so why not get the good stories, not the fluff? No BS here. But
no,
okay, cool. Well, that was another episode. We will catch you guys next week.
Make good choices tonight. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. We really hope you're enjoying the new podcast, Already Friends. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Already Friends on Apple Podcasts and to follow on Spotify.
Yes, the reviews help us a lot, and we really appreciate you taking the time to write them. As a bonus, we are doing a giveaway for free AirPod Pros at the end of the year. So to enter, screenshot you listening to the podcast, screenshot that you followed and subscribed, post it on Instagram, on your story, and tag the podcast so we can choose a winner at the end of the year. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Hyland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Hyland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Hyland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.